Asylum cases at the U.S.-Mexico border are spiking. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Trump administration's conceding that the number of asylum seekers at the U.S. southern border jumped by nearly 70% during the last fiscal year, which ended at the end of September. Officials say in 2017, the number of migrants filing claims was about 56,000. This year, the number jumped to nearly 100,000. The Fed's releasing the numbers, saying it's part of their effort to sell the idea of capping the number of asylum claims granted. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
First Lady Melania Trump is helping the Marine Corps make Christmas cards as part of the Toys for Tots program.
Their mission to send messages of hope to children and motivate them to grow into responsible and patriotic citizens and community leaders is so important to our society.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, and what was supposed to be merely a photo op turned into a little bit of a heated exchange between Democratic leaders and President Trump. The president was meeting with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer when things got a little bit testy.
The fact is, we do not have the votes in the House.
Nancy, I do. And we need border security. Nancy, we need border security. It's very simple.
Of course we do.
We need border security. People are pouring into our country, including terrorists. We have terrorists. We caught 10 terrorists over the last very short period of time. 10. These are very serious people. Our border agents, all of our law enforcement has been incredible. Incredible what they've done. But we caught 10 terrorists. These are people that were looking to do harm. We need the wall. We need, more important than anything, we need border security, of which the wall is just a piece. Chuck, did you want to say something?
Yeah, here's what I want to say. We have a lot of disagreements here. We have a disagreement about the wall,
Washington,
whether it's effective or not. Not on border security, but on the wall. We do not want to shut down the government. You have called 20 times to shut down the government. You say, I want to shut down the government. If we can't come to an agreement, we have solutions that will pass the House and Senate right now and will not shut down the government. And that's what we're urging you to do. Not threaten to shut down the government because you can't get
the
your
last
way.
Time you shut it down, you
yeah, let
go.
Me say something, Mr. President. You just say my way or we'll shut down the government.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
President Trump has said he would partially shut down the government in a dispute with Democrats over the border wall. President Trump met with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer at the White House, where, again, the wall was a main topic of conversation.
Tremendous amounts of wall have already been built, and a lot of wall when you include the renovation of existing fences and walls. We've renovated a tremendous amount.
The president also had a message for Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer.
I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring in.
The man who rammed his car into a crowd of counter-protesters at a white nationalist rally will face life behind bars. That's what a jury is recommending. A judge will make the final decision on March 29th. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Asylum cases at the U.S.-Mexico border are spiking. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Trump administration's conceding that the number of asylum seekers at the U.S. southern border jumped by nearly 70% during the last fiscal year, which ended at the end of September. Officials say in 2017, the number of migrants filing claims was about 56,000. This year, the number jumped to nearly 100,000. The Fed's releasing the numbers, saying it's part of their effort to sell the idea of capping the number of asylum claims granted. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
First Lady Melania Trump is helping the Marine Corps make Christmas cards as part of the Toys for Tots program.
Their mission to send messages of hope to children and motivate them to grow into responsible and patriotic citizens and community leaders is so important to our society.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, and what was supposed to be merely a photo op turned into a little bit of a heated exchange between Democratic leaders and President Trump. The president was meeting with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer when things got a little bit testy.
The fact is, we do not have the votes in the House.
Nancy, I do. And we need border security. Nancy, we need border security. It's very simple.
Of course we do.
We need border security. People are pouring into our country, including terrorists. We have terrorists. We caught 10 terrorists over the last very short period of time. 10. These are very serious people. Our border agents, all of our law enforcement has been incredible what they've done. But we caught 10 terrorists. These are people that were looking to do harm. We need the wall. We need, more important than anything, we need border security, of which the wall is just a piece. Chuck, did you want to say something?
Yeah, here's what I want to say. We have a lot of disagreements here. We have a disagreement about the wall,
Washington,
whether it's effective or whatever. Not on border security, but on the wall. We do not want to shut down the government. You have called 20 times to shut down the government. You say, I want to shut down the government. If we can't come to an agreement, we have solutions that will pass the House and Senate right now and will not shut down the government. And that's what we're urging you to do. Not threaten to shut down the government because you, let me just finish, because you can't get your way.
You shut it down,
let me say something, Mr. President. You just say my way or we'll shut down the government.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center.